says, Hamoy Chishtachoy Lechaveru, if I sell a Shtachoy to somebody else, in other words, Reuven owes me $100, and I have a Shtachoy that Reuven owes me the money, and I go and sell the Shtar now to Shimon. So the locker is, V'chayzo Mochloy, and now me, the Malva, is Moichel the Shtachoy telling Reuven, you don't have to pay it to Shimon, Mochel, he has the right to be Moichel. V'yafilu Yerushmech, even though Yerush could be Moichel. So therefore, it's no good for Kedushin, because you're not vati giving her money, since you could be Michael the money. To Marius led the Shmuel, and my left led the Shmuel. He'll be boy, he's saying, Michael, he's a little Shmuel. Well, he'll be Shmuel, 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 he'll be Name Ramesh will say, Lo Shavak Lila Dede Yom Mokhla Lechrini. For sure, my husband won't be Michael this money for somebody else. But my son, no, he should not know some Gadayat of Benilya. That's the Machlaik, it's by Nova Tishtar. And Nova Alper, I will see tomorrow what the Machlaik is by Nova Alper. All right, stop here. You're holding off Menches Amar Aleph. Again, in the middle of the Shiloh, that we said a Machloikis by Milva Bishtar, and Milva Ba'peh is becoming Mekadosh or not. So first we're Mazbo, what's the Shiloh by Milva Bishtar? So Mora says, the Shiloh really is, if you could sell a Shtar Choyv or not, can you sell it? That's what we have with Shiloh in Shmuel. Last more want to say on the top of the Yomid was, so Machloikis in Shmuel Talocha. The Yom HaShmuel, the Shmuel says, Amoich HaShtar Choyv L'Chaveroi. If you sell your Shtar Choyv to somebody else, V'chozar O'mochloi, and the original Malva is Moichel, the Shibud, so Locher is Moichel. He has a right to be Moichel, that even though he sold it to somebody else, the Loiva does not have to pay him up. And Vafilu Yerush, even if the Yerush of the Malva is Moichel, he also has a right to be Moichel. Tosfos learns the Pshat is because Mechira Shtaros is only Midi Rabbon and it's not Midi Raisa, therefore you could be Moichel. So therefore, Demar Islay the Shmuel, one holds from Shmuel, therefore she's Eina Mekadeshes. Because if you sell her the Shtar Choyv, it's not a good Kedushin. Because she's always afraid, maybe you'll be Moichel, and she'll never collect the money. Omar Leslay the Shmuel, the one that says no, the Kedushin is Chal, does not hold like Shmuel. And therefore, if you sell her the Shtar Choyv, you are giving her something L'Shem Kedushin, therefore the Kedushin is Chal. The boy is saying, another terrace I would tell you, the Kuli Yal Mislu de Shmuel. Could be everybody holds like Shmuel. That really, when you sell a Shtar Choyv, like here, the Chosin right now is selling a Shtar Choyv. That means somebody owes the Chosin money. And he has a Shtar Choyv that the person owes him the money. So he's giving over this Shtar Choyv to his wife, L'Shem Kedushin. So it could be everybody holds like Shmuel. That if the Chosin now wants to be Moichel, to tell the person, you don't have to pay it to my wife, he has a right to. So what's the machloikis? V'ocho v'isha k'mitzel git, a special machloikis for Kedushin. Ma sovar, isha somcha daita. The one that says the chosin could marry his wife with the shtar choyv, he could sell her the shtar choyv, holds like this. That the isha is saimach das, she relies upon her husband. Because in the name she's going to say like this. That lo shovik le lididi, o mochil le liachrini. Why should my husband be so mean to be moichel the choyv, to say to the loiva, you don't have to pay it up to me, and that she should lose out, and that the loiva should gain this much, she's semach das on the husband, he won't do this. Therefore, for sure, she relies that when the husband sold her the shtar choyv for kedushin, she will be able to collect the money, and therefore she's mekadeshes. Umasov, the other one says, no, isha nami le'som chadayit, even by an isha, still she's not semach das, because she's still afraid. Since the chosin could be moichel the choyv, could stop the loiva, like he won't have to pay her up, so she's afraid she won't collect her money, therefore we say the kedushin is not chal. So this is the machloik, it's about if you mekadesh with a milva bishtar. What about the milva ba'peh, the mais peligi, what's the machloik? So Mar says, b'di rafuna. The machloik is in rafuna's halacha. And there the case is again, that somebody owes the chosin money. It was a milva ba'peh. They did not write it down in the shtar. It was just Balper. They spoke out that the chosin lent his friend money, and his friend owes the money back to this chosin. And now the chosin tells his future wife, listen, somebody owes me $100. Those $100, I'm selling it to you, I'm giving it to you, l'shem kedushin, that you'll be able to collect the money, and that money I'm giving you l'shem kedushin. So it's the machloikis if that's good or not. What's the machloikis? The Gemara says, b'di Rav Huna. Omar Rav. Rav Huna says over the name of Rav that if somebody has Mona Li Biyotcha, this is the case of Maimit Shloshtan, where Mona Li Biyotcha, That means you owe me $100. So the loiva says, the malva says to the loiva, listen, you have $100 of mine. Tenua lepleini, I want you, instead of giving it to me, give it to a third person, give it to somebody else. Like over here, the chosin is telling the loiva, listen, I lent you $100 yesterday. Now instead of you giving it back to me, I want you to give it to my wife. I want you to give it to this third person. But my mitzlushdon, if all three people are there, kona. There is such a kinyan called my mitzlushdon. So if you hold of this kinyan, the kedushin is good. Because if the chosin says to his future wife, in front of the person that he lent them, that he gave the money to yesterday, that listen, I want you now, instead of to give the money back to me, I want you to have to give the money to my wife. So there's a kinyan. So it's considered like, it's considered like you gave it right now, the money over to your wife, therefore there's kedushin. So ma sovar, kiyom ma rav, one holds, when does rav say this kinyan of maimit shloshton? Hani mili, when do we say this? The pikodin. We only say this by a pikodin. Avo milveloi, by pikodin means if I give you something of mine to watch, you're watching my chair. Then if I tell you, listen, this chair that you're watching of mine, instead of giving it back to me, I want you to give it to somebody else. That's the kinyan maimit shloshton. But only by pikodin where the thing is here. But the milveh, he doesn't say it out the milveh, but by milveh, since the money is not here, you gave him the money yesterday. He already spent the money. He only owes you the money. So by milveh, that the money is not around, even though you tell that person, instead of giving me the money back, I want you to have to give it to a third person, that man Yom says nothing doing. There's no kinyan maimit shloshton by a milveh. Therefore, she's animal kadesha. She didn't give her anything. Umas sovar. But the one that says no, the kedushin is chal. Umas sovar loishin or milva loishin or pikodin. There's no difference whether it was a milva or a pikodin. In both cases, we have the kinyan of maimit shloshton. Therefore, since she said it in front of that person that you gave the money yesterday, that now, for now on, he should have to give the money back to your future wife. So the wife, the kalav, is kind of the money. It's called, you gave it to Lashem Kedushin, therefore she's Mekadeshes. Now the Gemara says, Neme Ketanoi. Let's say Rav's first halacha that he says, if you're Mekadesh Benilva, Enu Mekadeshes, maybe it's a Machlokes Tanoim still. There's a halacha like this. His Kachali Bishtar. If he tells her, the Chosin tells the kalav, I want to marry you with a Shtar. So Rabbi Meir Oimer, Enu Mekadeshes, the Kedushin is no good. Rabbi Elezer Oimer, Mekadeshes, yes it is good. The Chacham, my Chacham say, let's see, Shomen Esanir, let's evaluate how much the piece of paper is worth that the Shtar is written on. Im Yesh Ba Sheva Pruta Mekadeshes, if it's worth a Sheva Pruta, the Kedushin is good. V'yim Lav, Eina Mekadeshes. But if the piece of paper is not worth a Sheva Pruta, then the Locher is Eina Mekadeshes. Now the question is, Hai Shtar Hechidomi, what are we talking about here? Where's the case of a Shtar? Like you want to marry your wife with a Shtar, so what's wrong? What's the Machoikis? Like the first mission in the Mestechta said, you can marry your wife with a Kenyan Shtar. So what's the Machlokes here? Hey Chidomi, what's the case? Ilay Meshtar Choyv D'Acherim, if you want to tell me it's a Shtar Choyv D'Acherim, means somebody else owes you money, and you're giving it over now to your wife. L'Shem Kedushin. So then, Kashid Rameyad Rameyah, Testirin Rameyah. Here Rabbi Meir says, Einu Mekadeshes, and before we had by a Shtar Choyv Shalacherim, she is Mekadeshes. It's called, you're giving her something. If you give her a shtar chayv that somebody else owes you the money, and now you're selling and giving her over to your wife, Lashem Kedushin, Rabbi Meir before said she is Mekadeshes. So how come here he says ain't Mekadeshes? Elo, so what do you have to say rather? The shtar chayv dido. We're talking about that the man lent already this lady money last week, and she owes him the money. And now she, the chosn, now he, the chosn, is telling her, listen, the money that I lent you last week, instead of you have to give it back to me, I'm letting you keep it, L'Shem Kedushin, which is called Mekadesh B'Milva. You're marrying her with this milva, the money that she owes you. Over Mekadesh is B'Milva, Kamiflagi. So maybe that's the machlokes here between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elezer. If you can Mekadesh your wife with a milva or not. So Rav's halach was a machlokes hanoyim. So Gemara says no. Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok. You know what we're talking about over here? It's a new case here, none to do with a milva. You are marrying her with a shtar, you wrote out a nusach of a shtar, but you did not have Adam sign on the shtar. And what's the machlokes then? Rabbi Meir goes according to his time. Tiyomar Eidah Chasi Mekarsi. Rabbi Meir holds Eidah Chasi Mekarsi means that the Eidah make up the shtar. So if you want to marry your wife with a Kenyan shtar, you have to have Eidim in the shtar. If you don't have Eidim signed in the shtar is not called a good shtar. That's what Rabbi Meir says here, Eidah Mekadeshes. And Rabbi Elazar, L'tamei, Rabbi Elazar goes according to his time, we have in the Gemara Gittin. The Yomar, that Rabbi Elazar's shtar is, Eidah Mesira Karsi. It's enough that Eidim were there, Vashashi, give over the shtar to your wife. You don't have to have Eidim signing in the shtar. It's enough that Eidim were there, watching, and given over. So that's what Rabbi Elazar says, she is Mekadeshes. The Rabbonin, why do the Rabbonin say we have to evaluate to see how much the piece of paper is worth? Because I'll tell you, Rabbonin misafkalu. So Rabbonin have a doubt. They're not sure what the locher is. Ik Rabbi Meir that says you need Eidim signed in the shtar, therefore the shtar is no good. Ik Rabbi Elazar. Or no, maybe the locher is like Rabbi Elazar, so the shtar would be good. So they have a doubt that the shtar is good. But, Hilka, therefore they tell us, Shomen Esanir. There's another way you could marry your wife with this piece of paper. Even if the piece of paper is posel as a shtar, it wasn't, it doesn't have to weigh them, but they hold though you give it to her l'shem kesef also. She has thus on the kesef the value of the shtar. Therefore the Rabbonin say, Hilkach, shomen esanil, let's evaluate the piece of paper. Im yesh by sheva pruta, mukadeshes. If it's worth a sheva pruta, then she's mukadeshes. V'yim la v'en mukadeshes. But if it's not worth a sheva pruta, then we say she's ain't mukadeshes. So that's the machlokes here. Nothing to do with Mekadosh b'milva, but rather it's Mekadosh with a shtar, shein by Eidim. The boy is saying another parrot says like this, Kegoin shekosvu shalei l'shmo. I tell you, when the chosen had the shtar written up, he had it written up shalei l'shmo. The sefer that wrote it did not write it l'shem, him and his wife. Uba the Rash Lakish k'miflugi. And the machlokes is in Rash Lakish is halacha. The boy Rish Lakish really asked this for question. Shtar Erison, this shtar, if you want to marry your wife with the shtar, Shekosvu Shle Lishmo. It was not written for this chosin and this kala, it was written for somebody else with the same name. And now you want to go and use it. Ma, what's the locha? One way is, Havayil Itziya Makshinan. We should learn out Kedushin from Gerushin. If so, we know by Gerushin, the Pasuk says, Lekosav Lo Lishmo, you have to write the Get Lishmo. So therefore, ma yitziya bina lishmo, just like by gerushin, you have to write to get lishmo, lishame this man and this wife. Af havaya nami bina lishmo, the same way when you want to be mekadish your wife with a shtar, kedushin, the shtar has to be written lishmo. Oy dilma, maybe no. I tell you, havaya sladodi machinan. Let's learn out this way of kedushin of shtar from a way of kedushin with kesef. He'll say like this, ma havaya di kesef. Just like when you marry your wife with a Kenyan kesef, with money, loibina lishmo. You don't have to make the money lishmo lishem kedushin. Any money you have, you could give it to your wife. The money does not have to be made lishmo. So maybe afa vaya the shtar, the same way when you marry your wife with a shtar kedushin, loibina lishmo, you do not have to have lishmo. So that was Rash Lakish's sofik. But there we said, Bosa the boy, after Rash Lakish asked the question, Hoda Poshta, he himself came and gave an answer. And it said like this, the Pasuk says, V'yotza v'hoisa. She goes out with a get and then she gets married again. So from here we have the famous Hekish, that we say, Makish Havayilitziya. We learn out Kedushin from Gerushin. So Rash Lakish said true, that if the Shtar Kedushin was written, Shalei Lishmo, the Shtar is no good. But I'll tell you over here, maybe that's the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar. That Mar Isle the Rash Lakish, Rabbi Meir that says the shtar kedushin is no good, we're talking about the shtar was not written l'shmo. So Rabbi Meir holds like Rash Lakish is svara, that it has to be written l'shmo, we learn our kedushin from Gerushin, therefore the locher is Einu Mekadeshes. Umar, I'll tell you Rabbi Elazar, less like the Rash Lakish, he holds no, you learn out kedushin from Kesef, it does not have to be done l'shmo. So it has nothing to do with Kitsa with Rav Zalokh of Mekadosh B'milva. For your boy Yisrael, another Torah I could tell you that the Kula Yama, really everybody holds, is the Rash Lakish. Everybody could agree to Rash Lakish. That a Shtar Kedushin has to be written Lishmo. And that's not the case here. Here the case was it was written Lishmo. So what's the question if you could use the Shtar or not? For Hocha B'mayaskinon She'kosvu Lishmo V'shalei Midaita. True, the Chosin went to the Sefer and told the Sefer, listen, I want you to write the Shtar Kedushin for my wife. this is my name, this is my wife's name, I want you to write the shtar for both of us. So the Sefer wrote it l'shmo for these two people. But just the chosin did not notify his wife when he went to have the shtar written up. The kitzur of the shtar was not written midaita from the das of the isha. True, later when he gives it over to her, of course she accepts it and she says yes. But the question is though, b'shas the Sefer wrote the shtar kedushin, she did not know about it. So that's the question, do you need her das or not, b'shas the ksivas of the shtar kedushin. So what's the machlokes tolyin? Over plukta the Rav or Ravina of Rav Popo for Rav Sharvi of Kemifulgi. So in this machlokes, the Yitma would learn like this. Kosvu l'shmo v'shloi nidaito. A shtar kedushin was written l'shmo. The chosin went to the Sefer, told the Sefer, this is my name, this is my wife, my future wife, write up a shtar for both of us. And but shloi nidaito, but he did not tell his wife about it, she does not know he's having the shtar written up. So says that Rav or Ravina Amri Mekadeshes. They both say still the shtar was good. But Rav Popa, Rav Sharbi Amri, they both say no, ain't no Mekadeshes. The Kedushin is no good. So Neima, let's say Kani Tanoi. That it's totally in this Machloek is Tanoi. That we'll soon see. So this is Nugzachi, Lem Kani Tanoi. So the Machloek is we had before was, so we had this Machloek is enough test we had. And the more they said, the Mashallah was, that one says you learn out Havaya Liyitziya, that just like by Kedushin, Loi Bin and Ksiva Midaito, when the husband writes a get, he does not have to have Hadas about it. So Kedushin also, he does not have to have Hadas. And the other one says, no, Eina Mekadesh, so we say, just like by Gerushin, who is Das, do you need? The husband. Because he's the one that's B-Makne, he's like getting rid of his wife. So therefore by Kedushin, that the wife is the Makne, she's like B-Makne, she's giving herself over to her husband, you do need her Das. So that was the Machlokes by Ishtar Kedushin, do we need her Das or not? So we say, since she is the Makne, she's giving herself over to the husband, we need her Das. Just like by Gerushin, you need the Das Makne of the husband. Or else no, just like by Gerushin, we don't need her Das at all, here also we don't need her Das. So the kids said, that's the Machlokes for Mei and Reb Lezer, nothing to do with Mekadesh Benuva. Now the Gemara still says though, Neim Makani Tanoi. No, but still let's say, Rav Halochim, if you could marry your wife with a milva, it's still a Machlokes Tanoim. Tanya learned like this. Also Li Shiroim. If this lady tells the man, please make me some jewelry. Also Li Shiroim. Make me a bracelet. Nizomim, nose ring. Vetabas and rings. Vyakadesh Ani Lecho. And I'll marry you with it. In other words, she gives him the metal to make it, and after he gets finished making it, she tells them, listen, so when you give it back to me, I'll be married to you with it. You can give it to me, l'shem kedushin. So it says, Kiva and Shoson, as soon as the chosin, the man, made this jewelry, and he gave it over to her, mekudeshes, it's good, l'shem kedushin. Even though it was her gold, her silver, but when he made it and gave it over to her, that's called, he gave her kesef of kedushin. We'll soon see why. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. The Chacham Marim Nechom say, Eino Mekudeshes. No, the Kedushin is no good. Achi Yegia Momen LeYoda. Until you have to give her money, she has to receive money L'Shem Kedushin, this is no good. So Mor says, Hai Momen Hechidami, what money do you have to give over? Elaine, if you're telling me, I say Momen, that's the silver that she gave you to make. You have to give her back that silver, in other words, the jewelry itself. Fred Gemara, if you didn't give her that, so Mechlal the Tanakama Sova Filu Waisa Momen Amiloi. How could the Tanakama say you're Mekudeshes if you did not even give her back the ring? If you didn't even give her back the jewelry? So that can't be the Machlokes. Elo Avada, we're talking about you gave her back the silver that she gave you. Now then she gave you silver to make into a bracelet and you gave her back the bracelet. Now the still a Machlokes though, whether that's good L'Shem Kedushin or do you have to give her other money? So what's the Machlokes? If you don't give her back the jewelry, so how could you say you're Mekadeshes to her, you didn't give her anything? That of course we're talking about even after you give her back the jewelry, one man the other says that's no good, the Shem Kedushin. You still have to give her money. Just giving her back the jewelry is not enough. So, what's the Machlokes? The Tanakam, Nichlal, the Tanakam is Sober. It's like this. When he started to work, so when he finished working, the pshat is she owes him the money. Like, true, she gave him silver to make into a bracelet. But after he got finished making the bracelet, she owes him the money. So it's like a milva, that she owes him money. And now he tells the listen, with the money that you owe me, keep it l'shem kedushin. So that's the machlokes, if that is good or not. So the kids, you see, it's the machlokes hanoyim here, if you can mekadish with a milva or not. Ushmaminu mekadish b'milva k'miflugi. Tamara says no. No, and like this pshat for savri the kuliyam, everybody would agree. Yeshna l'schiris mitchilu v'yatzayif, that everybody agrees that as soon as you start to work, she has to pay you for every little bit of work that you did. So the kid says, as you went along with the work, she owes you the money, and therefore when you mekadosh her at the end, it's with a milva. There's a milva. Since she doesn't pay you every pruto pruto, it's tzidda that she owes you the money. So at the end, it's a milva. She owes you the money. So my love, isn't it? B'hol k'niflug, this is the machlokes. The mas sub al mekadosh b'milva mekadeshes, the one that says exhumation is good holds, even though that she was supposed to pay him the money right away, and since she did not pay him the money, it's a milva. Still, at the end, he could tell her, listen, keep all the money you own, keep it the shem kedushin. So you see, you can mekadosh b'milva. Well, master, but the one that says, ain't the mekadoshes holds, ha mekadosh b'milva, ain't the mekadoshes, no, you can't be mekadosh b'milva. So again, the chur rabs halach is a machlokes hanoyim. Tamar says, loy, no, that's not the machlokes over here. I'll tell you really the kuli yal no mekadosh b'milva, ain't the mekadoshes. Everybody holds, if you're mekadosh with a milva, the money that she owes you from before, ain't a mekadoshes. Since you're not giving her anything right now, l'shem kedushin, you're not giving over anything, the kedushin is no good. For hocho, not the machlokes over here is, for hocho, I'll tell you, be yeshno l'schiras, metchilu v'yatzoif. Here the machlokes is, if you hold yeshno l'schiras, metchilu v'yatzoif k'miflugi. The question is, when does she really have to pay you the money? In other words, is it considered a milva or not? When you take a job and you make the jewelry, the silver, into jewelry, so you're working on it. So the shailah is, when does she have to pay you the money? Does she have to pay you for every little bit of work you do, she owes you the money? That's one svara. Or else, no, she first has to pay you the money at the end. When you finish the whole job, that's when she first has to really pay you the money. So it comes out that when you finish the job, by you giving it to her, you're giving her this bracelet now, l'shem kedushin. That's the machlokes. The yeshna l'schiras mitchilu v'yatzot k'niflugi. So what masa of a one hole